So obviously you have a career outside of Birdman. You were saying earlier that you played with these other groups, and I know you have a solo career as well. Have you ever gotten, I wouldn't say criticism, but maybe remarks from people saying, well, you're a Mexican musician, why aren't you playing more Latin-oriented music?
Yeah, of course. You know, for a while I did play a lot of Latin jazz, but it was more Afro-Cuban based. You know, for a while I had a little bit of an identity crisis. Because, okay, as a Mexican, what is Mexican jazz? You know, how can I blend this with Mexican music, which we have many different kinds of music in Mexico. But, you know, when I started really studying jazz, what I listened to the most in Mexico was rock and roll in the beginning. And then I realized that being Mexican to me was having all those influences, having listened to rock and roll and fusion and Latin jazz and salsa and cumbias and everything. So what I try to do nowadays is just let the influences go wild. You know, I don't try to rein in anything and I don't try to overexpose anything. To me, jazz is music with no rules. And that's what I enjoy the most nowadays. If I'm listening a lot to Radiohead, for example, I'm writing some music and I realize there's Radiohead influence in some of the music I'm writing. Real life has the same effect, you know. If you are aware of what's going on around you, politically speaking, I can't create something that is completely impervious to what's going on in our society, in our politics, because it's too important and it affects us, you know, on a daily basis. You know, just watching the news today, I mean, it's just mayhem what's going on. So it's very hard for my music not to be influenced by everything that I have around me. And I think that's kind of the artist's mission, you know, to be a prism where you life and all the stuff that is around you comes out in some different way, you know, filter through your psyche and your soul.